This is Azazel, Lucifer, Yina Delushi, and my real name is Mushkiki Yina Delushi, by the way. It's not sponsored, and there's no jokes. This is fucking pissing me off. What? Well, you must have heard what's going on around these parts. Yes, 10 dead, 15 hospitalized in Canada. Mass stabbing attack, cops are saying. Last updated on September 5, 2022 at 3:27 a.m. Yes, and I get these fucking commercials instead of being able to read the text online. It's sponsored. Oh my god, they sponsor that crap. So, Canadian police search across the extensive province of Saskatchewan for two suspects believed to have stabbed, so far, and more coming up, 10 people to death. Yes, no shit. When you stab someone, you want to kill him, right? You don't want to shake hands in an indigenous community in at a nearby town of one of the deadliest mass killings in the country's history. Wow, there's two guys that are topping the last ones. And it seems that they're not Caucasian, or they seem to be Métis people doing that. What the fuck? Yeah, smoke some meth, buddy, smoke some meth. Yeah, shit, that will make you a wonderful person. Two suspects also injured 15 people in the series of knife attacks that led to James Smith Cree Nation declare a state of emergency and badly shook residents of the nearby village of Weldon and other places as well. Duh. I'm gonna read some more of this shit. No one in this town is ever going to sleep again. Duh. God damn it. They're going to be terrified to open their doors. No shit, said Weldon resident who was close to one of the victims. The stabbings occurred in 13 separate locations throughout the James Smith Cree Nation. In Weldon, Royal Canadian Mounted Police said, RCMP said they are looking for 31-year-old Damien Sanderson. Yes, 31 Damien Sanderson and 30-year-old Miles Sanderson. Oh, the stabbing brothers. Yes, the Waster Stay Sharp brothers. That's what I'm going to call them. The Waster Stay Sharp knife brothers in connection with the stabbings. I will repeat this. Yes, the RCMP are looking for 31-year-old Damien Sanderson and 30-year-old Miles Sanderson in connection with the stabbings. Damien Sanderson was described as being 5'7". Yes, 5'7". That's the height of Damien Sanderson, weighing through roughly 155 goddamn motherfucking pounds. Police said Miles Sanderson is 6'1". Yes, Miles Sanderson, the Waster Stay Sharp other brother, psychotic knifer, is 6'1" and around 200 motherfucking goddamn pounds. Police believe they may be driving a black Nissan Rogue, or maybe another car. Rhonda Blackmore, the assistant commissioner of the RCMP Saskatchewan, said some of their victims appear to have been targeted by the suspect, but others appear to have been attacked at random. You know, you gotta keep yourself busy with your hands when you're not able to smoke meth or jack off. Those two guys are jerk-offs, that's what I think. Joke's on them, not on the victims. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. She couldn't provide a motive. Yeah, it is horrific what has occurred in our province today. Blackmore said Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, "The attacks on Saskatchewan today are horrific and heartbreaking." Trudeau, shut the fuck up. You're as bad as they are. "I'm thinking of those who have lost a loved one and those who were injured." Sorry for that Trudeau voice here. I hate that Prime Minister. Blackmore said police began receiving reports between 6 a.m. of stabbings in the First Nation community. Yes, more reports of attacks quickly followed by and by midday, police issued warning that a vehicle reportedly carrying the two suspects has been spotted in Regina City as they ride in your town. Police said the last information they had from the public was that the suspect were sighted there around lunchtime. Oh, they got a little brunch with a fucking waster Stay Sharp knives. They have been no sighting since. Yeah, they must have been looking under the news and have cell phones, and they know that police are on their asses. Oh, it's disgusting. I just ate a sandwich and I'm gonna puke. Bleah! Bleah! Fucking disgusting. Regina police Evan Bray said later Sunday night that the suspects are still at large, and the police still believe the suspects are likely in the city of Regina. They're gonna get out of here and they're gonna go towards what? Manitoba or Alberta? I'll flip a quarter on that one. It's gonna be Manitoba. If in the Regina area, take precautions and consider sheltering in place. Do not leave a secure location. Do not approach. Do not approach unless you are a qualified gangster or a biker type person. You have guns on yourself. Still be careful. Still be careful. They can kill you too, even if you have a good gun. If you have a gun and you're able to blow these two fucking assholes' heads off, do it. Do it. If you find them, shoot them. If there's victims around, help the victims, kill the perpetrators. That's what you're supposed to do. So do not approach if you're a standard civilian with no guns and no training how to take down these motherfuckers. Do not approach suspicious persons. Do not pick up hitchhikers. Report suspicious persons, emergencies, or info to 911 or your local biker club. Yes, or your local motorcycle club or gangsters. They know how to take out the trash. Do not disclose police locations. Yeah, do not disclose police locations when they are on the hunt for these guys, because you're gonna, you know, blow the cover on these people who try to take those fuckers down. Sometimes cops are doing the right thing. The RCMP said in a message on Twitter, well done, resident Diane Shire said she was in her garden Sunday morning when she noticed emergency crews in a couple of blocks away. And her neighbor, a man who lived in this with his grandson, was killed. Yeah. God damn it. I gotta keep my emotions neutral here, otherwise I won't be able to read the news. She did not... there it goes, I won't cry. She did not want to identify the victim out of respect for his or her family. I quote, I am very upset and angry because I lost a good neighbor, she said, and other people might say too. The search of the suspect was carried out of fans descended in Regina for a sold-out annual Labor Day game between the Canadian Football League and Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Regina Police Service said in a news release that with the help of Mounties, and other people too, I hope, it was working on several fronts to locate and arrest and maybe shoot to death, or, you know, I would shoot right in the crotch if I was a gangster, a biker with a gun, or a cop with a gun. I would shoot these fuckers in the crotch. So it was working on several fronts to locate and arrest the suspect. He had deployed additional resources for public safety throughout the city, including the football game at the Mosaic Stadium. The alert first issued by Melfort, Saskatchewan RCMP about 7 a.m. was extended hours later over to cover Manitoba and Alberta, maybe Ontario, who knows, as the two suspects remain at large. The Saskatchewan Health Authority said multiple patients were being treated for several sites. Hey, do you check taxi drivers or bus services or trans-provincial bus services? You know, you could check that too. Maybe they went on the bus or taxi, they just ditched their fucking car. Or they just Grand Theft Auto, you know what they do? Take another fucking car. A call for additional staff was issued to respond in the influx of casualties. Authority spokeswoman said in an email. A spokes man spokesperson with Stars Air Ambulance said two helicopters were dispatched from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and another from Regina. He said two carried patients to the Royal University Hospital in Saskatoon, while a third carried a patient to Royal University from a hospital in Melfort, a short distance southwest of Weldon. Odin said due to privacy laws, he could not disclose information about their age, genders, or conditions, or their names, or anything else. You know, you gotta protect the victims. And first published on September 4th, 2022 at 6:44 p.m. Copyright 2022 CBS Interactive Incorporated. All rights reserved. The material may not be published, broadcast, rewritten, or redistributed. The Associated Press contributed to this report. Hey, I'm a newscaster myself. I think the message is important to read. So this was 10 dead, 15 hospitalized in Canada, mass stabbing attacks, police say. This was Azazel, Luciferi, Mashkiki, Yina Lelouchi for Pirate Radio, CKOS 99.9.news, XFM on Spotify and other networks. Spread the word, people. I'll keep you posted up to date. Thank you.